is Akashvani Shillong, Northeast News, read by Rikinti Marwin. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur and informs that the Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both groups, Meitei and Kuki, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi yesterday, Shah stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur and directed that strict action must be taken as per law against perpetrators of the violence. He said that the central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation. He also reviewed the situation in relief camps and directed the Chief Secretary of Manipur to ensure proper health and education facilities for the displaced people and their rehabilitation. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Intelligence Bureau Chief Tapan Deka, Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Manipur DGP Rajiv Singh and other senior officers attended the meeting. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists in Chungthang under Mangan district of the state has started yesterday. Around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners, stranded in Lachung and Chungthang under Mangan district, and efforts have been put in to evacuate by airlifting them and roadways. Mangan district collector Hemkumar Chetri told Akashvani News that evacuation of stranded tourists started by road from the affected areas to the state capital Gangtok. However, airlifting of the tourists could not be done due to bad weather conditions. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan region in West Bengal, Assam and Meghalaya in 3 days. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura in the next 5 days. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the IMD has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions today. Warm conditions are also expected at a few places across the national capital. The city is likely to witness strong surface winds gusting up to 40 kilometers per hour during the daytime. The maximum temperature is likely to hover around 45 degrees Celsius. In Meghalaya, social activist Kru Lamsalanki Pariyat has suggested the expert committee to review the state's reservation policy by keeping a portion of the quota for those with poor economic background and not to just base on ethnicity. In his letter to the expert committee, Pariyat suggested to make a provision to reserve 10% in the academic and job reservation policy for children of the economically weaker section of the society. This measure is aimed at supporting the children of low-income workers who, despite their academic potential, often lose out opportunities due to financial constraints. The appeal tries to underscore the silent and tireless contributions of these workers to the state's development and calls for the government to acknowledge and support their efforts by ensuring their children have better opportunities for growth and security. A Garo firm from Meghalaya titled Chanchisoa is among the 77 firms contesting for national competition at the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for documentary, short fiction and animation films, which is underway in Mumbai. Directed by Elva Chisa Sangma and Dipankar Das, Chanchisoa was completed in 2023. This year's Mumbai International Film Festival champions the future of Indian cinema. A distinguished panel of national and international film luminaries preside over the national competition. Eid-ul-Adha, the festival of sacrifice, was celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country, northeastern region and abroad yesterday. On the occasion, devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs in mourning and prayed for peace and tranquility. Later, the devotees exchanged Eid greetings. People gathered in mosque early in the morning to celebrate the festival of sacrifice and sharing. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.